This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel retaliated in Yemen a day after Houthi rebels targeted Tel Aviv. AP correspondent Mimia Montgomery reports.
Israel's army says it struck several Houthi targets in Yemen following a recent fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv. The Israeli strikes appear to be the first on Yemeni soil since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israel's military says a number of military targets are hit in the western port city of Hodeidah, adding that strikes come in response to hundreds of attacks carried out against Israel in recent months. A Houthi spokesperson wrote on social media platform X that Yemen's being subjected to a blatant Israeli aggression, saying the strikes targeted fuel storage facilities in the province's power station. Local health officials report a number of people on the ground are killed and injured. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Security experts said CrowdStrike's routine update of its widely used cybersecurity software, which caused clients' computer systems to crash globally on Friday, apparently did not undergo adequate quality checks before it was deployed. Lisa Bernhardt from Reuters has more.
The latest version of its Falcon sensor software was meant to make its clients' systems more secure against hacking. But faulty code in the update files resulted in one of the most widespread tech outages in recent years for companies using Microsoft's Windows operating system. One security expert said companies like CrowdStrike update their products frequently against malware. But that frequency, he said, is probably why CrowdStrike did not test its product as much. Microsoft on Saturday said nearly 8.5 million of its devices were affected, or less than 1% of all Windows machines. CrowdStrike released information to fix affected systems, but experts said getting them back online would take time as it required manually weeding